Ed. I'm Bill Wise. The Missouri State Fair Board of Directors is getting ready to meet to discuss plans for this year's event. During yesterday's press conference, Governor Parson says he's reviewing coronavirus data this month before giving his recommendation on how to handle the state fair this year.
Right now, we will plan like a plan A and a plan B to have the fair, or maybe a shortened version of it. But again, I don't think there's anything in concrete until we get a little closer to the 1st of June and see where we're headed in the state.
The state fair is currently scheduled for August 13th through the 23rd in West Central Missouri's Sedalia. St. Louis County and St. Louis City leaders plan to ease stay-at-home restrictions on May 18th. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page made that announcement during a morning briefing yesterday.
I think it's very important to recognize that we are going to move slowly and deliberately in a measured way. And we also will recognize that as we begin to ease our public health orders, that the virus will begin to move about our community, and we need to be ready to test and isolate people who are infected.
Employees and customers will be asked to wear masks. Page said more detailed guidelines will be released at the end of this week. Missouri's junior senator says four companies process 85% of all beef in the United States, and he's calling on the Federal Trade Commission to launch an antitrust investigation into the meatpacking industry. GOP Senator Josh Hawley says that farmers need help.
Right now, the meatpacking industry has become too consolidated. We've got just one or two or three companies who control the whole thing.
Hawley is teaming up with Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin in his call. The Hawley-Baldwin letter says the closing of the three pork plants due to COVID-19 has caused the shutdown of a staggering 15% of America's pork production. Hawley says Missourians risk seeing shortages at grocery stores. The Department of Conservation has pocketed more than $70,000 in license application fees for its first elk hunt to take place this fall. More than 7,000 applicants have been charged $10 each for a chance of getting one of the five permits to hunt elk in the first elk hunting season of the modern era. The winner of the permits will be chosen by a drawing this summer. The Missouri Senate has passed a $34.9 billion state operating budget with funding for small meat processing plants affected by coronavirus.
The Senate's version of the state budget would include $20 million of potential federal coronavirus relief funding for meat processing plants with less than 200 workers. Kansas City Democrat Lauren Arthur, who supports the funding, says the coronavirus is going to cause serious disruptions in the food chain supply. House and Senate negotiators begin soon to resolve their budget disagreements. The legislature must pass a state operating budget by 6 p.m. Friday. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
This is news on Missouri Net.